From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Two explosions have been reported at a Houston area chemical plant that lost power after flooding from Hurricane Harvey. The Houston Chronicle says a statement from the company says the Harris County Emergency Operations Center reported two explosions and black smoke coming from the Arkema plant on early Thursday. In a tweet, the Harris County Sheriff's Office said a deputy was taken to the hospital after inhaling fumes. Nine other deputies drove themselves to the hospital as a precaution. Thousands of people so far have been rescued from the raging floods from Houston to eastern Texas following the hurricane, and countless others await the arrival of the military or Good Samaritans to bring them to safety.
We thought we lost him. He went quiet. And so we were screaming and hollering at him. And we really thought we lost him, but he hollered out. He'd grabbed some vines on a tree.
Houston's mayor has applauded the federal assistance while urging others in charge to keep the plight of the storm's victims a top priority.
We all have to operate with a strong sense of urgency, not just at the beginning, but all the way through to the end. People are not just going to assess and evaluate us on how we started. People are going to evaluate us on how we ended this.
Damages from Hurricane Harvey are expected to amount to tens of billions of dollars. And monsoons have flooded parts of India this week, adding to the toll of a season that has so far killed 1,200 people across South Asia. A building housing several families collapsed Thursday in Mumbai, killing and trapping about 30 others following days of rain. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Wednesday tweeted that the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking, he said in the tweet, is not the answer. Tufts University Korea analyst Sung Myung Lee said Mr. Trump has a point.
It is the fact. The U.S. between 1995 and 2008, according to the Congressional Research Service, has provided North Korea with over $1.3 billion in aid, consisting mostly of food and fuel aid.
Meanwhile, Japan said it favors a new UN Security Council resolution following this week's ballistic missile test by Pyongyang over Japan. North Korea diplomat Ju Yong-chol insisted his government has a right to self-defense and warned against further sanctions or pressure on the North Korean government.
If the U.S. fails to act with discretion and persist in its reckless attempts to stifle the DPRK, we DPRK will not hesitate to take further tougher countermeasures.
North Korea said Tuesday's launch was intended to counter U.S.-South Korean military exercises and to contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Two U.S. B-1B bombers joined four F-35 stealth fighters and South Korean warplanes in a show of strength Thursday in South Korea. Cameroonian President Paul Biya has directed a military court to drop the case of three Anglophone activists. The three men were arrested following last year's protests by English speakers alleging discrimination in the majority Francophone country. The three denied charges of hostility toward the state or fomenting secession and civil war. The government was under intense diplomatic pressure to end its prosecution. The United Nations Wednesday charged Venezuela's security forces have committed widespread human rights violations in crushing anti-government protests. It warned that democracy is barely alive in the South American country. The UN Human Rights Office said that developments suggest a policy to repress political dissent and instill fear. It called on Caracas to release detained demonstrators and halt the use of military courts to try civilians. And U.S. government regulators have approved the first treatment that genetically engineers a patient's own immune system to fight leukemia. It's touted as the first cell therapy approved anywhere in the world. The costly custom-made cell treatment developed by Novartis is also being tested against other cancers. I'm Doug Bernard in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.